TOMA. T-O-M-A. What's your TOMA? Did you know it's worth billions? Hi, this is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's find out. Who's the richest man in the world? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, lift depression, mend broken heart, or heal emotional wounds? The answer to all these is TOMA. You see, TOMA said Bill Gates, TOMA said Coca-Cola, and TOMA now says the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. How do I contact them? TOMA says 882-6767. How do I find out more? TOMA again says, check out springfieldmfi.com. When the question is asked, it's TOMA that answers. What is TOMA? It's simply what comes to the top of the mind first when a question's asked. That's top of mind awareness, and it's priceless.
Good morning. It's time now for It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Here are your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
And good morning to everyone out there who's listening to us this morning. We're certainly glad that you have chosen to be with us this morning. We have an excellent program as we continue talking about what we value. We began this last week, and we're talking about things that we really value, things that have value for us, and what our true wealth is in life. And we talked a lot last week about people value material possessions, they value money, they value property, they value gems and jewels of all kinds. And what we found out as we talked was that people find themselves completely empty, even though they may have a lot of stuff. There's still a deep, dark hole in their life, in their heart, in their soul. And so we're talking about, what do you value? What is it that has real value in your life? What is it that truly makes you wealthy?
As we began last week, we were talking about the secret of happiness, what happiness is. And we've talked about how we've tried to treat the symptoms of when we're not happy. And we've had several examples of people that go on a shopping binge, even though they've got 80 or 90 pairs of shoes, go out and buy 10 more. Or we have gentlemen, well, men and women both, that go online, do online gaming. We have people that stay up all night with QVC, and the only place they have left to store it is to buy another outbuilding because it's just overflowing. We're trying to feel better. We go out to try to be happy, and we're spending thousands of dollars basically trying to have a short-term fix, to be able to take a pill. Okay, I feel much better now. But then as soon as it's over, you hit the lows again, the down. And you sit there and you go, I don't want to feel this way. Let's go do this again. And so we go out and we spend money and we go shopping.
Take ski trips to Colorado. Go to the beach in Florida. Go out to California and take in whatever California has to offer. Go to Europe. Go around the world. No matter where we go, we always find ourselves when we come back. And as Ken said, whatever we spend, no matter whether it's hundreds or thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, searching for that happiness, that elusive happiness, when we come back home, we still find ourselves, we find our marriage, we find our family. It's kind of like, is that all there is? That's kind of a nagging question for a lot of people that have been told and believe that if you just spend enough, or if you go to this location, or you change geography, that somehow happiness is going to follow.
But again, we have that desire inside. We have that want, that deep down yearning to be happy. But we don't necessarily know how to get there. As we continue on today, this is actually part two of an overall show that we began last Monday. And if you missed last Monday's show, go to springfieldmfi.com. There's a radio archive there. You can click on that. It'll come up with the show from July 16th, The Value of Counseling, The Secret of Happiness, Part 1. Go back and listen to that show, because we are continuing on today with that. So if you had a chance, you didn't get to hear it last Monday, and you're picking up today, go back and listen to that. Of course, today's show will be archived there as well, so you can listen to Part 1 and 2. But as we talk about the secret of happiness, what is it that makes us happy? If you want to join us here in studio today, give us a call at 862-9977. 862-9977, or if you're outside Springfield, listening out in the area, or if you're already listening online. We know there are people right now that are listening all over the country to this show via the internet. And if you would like to give us a call, call in at 800-375-0056. As we continue talking about what is it that would truly make us happy, and what would we give to say, when someone asks us, how are you doing, to actually say, great, and mean it. So many times people ask us, how are you feeling? You go, I'm doing great. And we have just lied. Because everything, we just want to scream, ugh, I can't do it anymore. You want to go all different directions. The only thing holding you together is your skin. And we go out and we try to find something that will make us feel better, or a short-term fix, whether it be drugs, alcohol, spending money gaming, spending money shopping, spending money any number of ways, and still we're not happy. Really happy. I mean, genuinely walking down the street, just overall, life is good. What is that? How do we find that?
You know, the quality of happiness and the quality that we describe as value. Value is something that has utility in our life. I said that last week, and some of you may be wondering what I meant. Utility in our life means it has function. It's something that brings something into our life. It's something that adds preciousness. It adds fulfillment. It gives a sense of meaning and purpose to our life. It's a sense of honest enjoyment that transcends the event. It transcends what the purchase is. It transcends anything else that's out there. It's within us. Value is something that builds our life. It adds value to life itself. It gives greater sense of meaning to life that things that are very transient simply cannot do. It simply cannot do, because value is more about us than it is about it. Value is more about what's inside of us than what's outside of us out here in the world around us. And that's a lot of what people do not understand. They have not yet grasped and gained hold of that idea that it's not what I have in my life that has real value, but it's who I have in my life that's of real value. And that's the secret. That's the secret. It's who I'm in relationship with, who's in relationship with me, that really gives value to our lives and adds a sense of preciousness to life and enjoyment to life. Now, you can have all the money in the world, and if you're alone, you don't enjoy it. You can have millions of acres of land, and you can own land with lakes and have boats and have all kinds of riches, but if you don't have someone in your life, someone of significance, someone that you have given yourself to, someone that's giving themselves to you, someone that's in your life, then you don't experience value and understand what value really is. It's about what's inside your heart. It's about whose heart you're in. That's where our value comes from. It's in the context of relationship. And when I say to someone, I say to my wife, I love you, but I don't do the things that are good for her, then I haven't spoken the truth to her. Or if I tell my children, I love you, but I don't do the things that are good for them and that build the relationship with them, I haven't been truthful with them. Value is about what's in our life as we give ourselves to others. It's about what's in our heart. And who's in our heart in that relationship? Last week we talked about characteristics of happy families or functional families and dysfunctional families. It's so important to realize, people do not realize many times that they're unhappy, not because that's their lot in life, but because they haven't understood, they have never been taught where value and happiness really does lie, or how to achieve that in their life. And there's something that you can learn. It's something that we all can learn how to do better. It's something that we can learn how to do, period. To tell someone and to show someone more effectively, I love you. You're important to me. You're worth more than the whole world to me. And we all need someone like that in our life.
And as we're talking about being in relationship with others, so many times I've had people that go, well, if this person would just do this, I would be so much happier. Or if they would change, I would. When we look at where the source of the happiness is, no one else can make us happy.
That's true.
Now think about that. No one else can make us happy. When we start with any relationship, you have to start with yourself. You have to look at who you are. You have to love who you are. Because what you bring to it affects how the rest of the relationship is, whether it's with a spouse, with a child, with anyone that you meet. It begins with you. We've had couples that call the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. One of the spouses would call and go, "Well, my spouse doesn't want to come in. Can I come in?" Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because making that call, realizing that, you know, there's something that needs to be done here, making a difference, that's taking responsibility for our personal lives, that's taking a step and going, "I'm going to be the best I can be." So that as I enter these other relationships, that affects them in a positive way. That affects my life in a positive way. By looking at oneself, starting with oneself and making sure that you're healthy, that you are happy. How do we find that?
You know, some people say, "Well, if my wife would just change, I'd be happy. If she would just do what I told her to do, there would be harmony in this house." Or the wife is saying, and we're hearing this all the time, "If my husband wouldn't be such a jerk, if he would really listen to my feelings, or if he would get out and work harder," or, and you just fill in the blank, "then I'd be happier." Well, to be honest, no, you wouldn't. Now, Abraham Lincoln once said, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." And I think what he was saying is that we've got to begin looking at self. We make up our minds, "I'm going to be happy in this. I'm going to love other people. I'm going to go first. If something needs to be done, I'm going to go first." Instead of having the attitude that so many adults, people in big bodies, not necessarily adults, but they are more like children, they say, "If you'll just give me this toy, I'll be happy." You ever had your child tell you that? "If you'll just give me the bike, I'll be happy. If you'll just buy me the PlayStation, I'll be happy." You know, all these types of things, and you hear that coming out of the mouths of adults.
"Yeah, if you give me the boat."
Yeah, give me the boat.
Or the big diamond.
A new car.
A bigger diamond.
Even better. All these things that say, "If you just give me this, I'll be happy." Well, no, you won't. No, you're about as miserable as you're going to stay because you're missing the point. You're missing exactly what value is. Value means I'm giving myself in a relationship to you, and I'm going to go first. If my marriage is not what I want it to be, I'm going to go first and change it. I'm going to change me to have a happy marriage. I'm going to work on what I can do, and I'm going to change my life and my heart, and I'm going to be the person that you need instead of expecting you to change for me to be happy. Now, that's a go-first principle. That's a go-first principle. That's a brand new idea for a lot of people. But if you go first, relationship necessarily requires two. If you go first, you will change your relationship. Give it a try. If you go first and change your behavior, you change your attitude, you decide that you're going to be the spouse that your spouse needs, you will change your marriage. Or are you going to be the parent that your children need? You're going to change your kids. Whatever the relationship is, if you go first, you will change that relationship, and you'll see added value. You'll experience the real value that we're talking about.
Out of everything that we have spent, out of everything that we go to be happy or think we're going to be happier, how much have we spent in our lifetime trying to be happy? Monetary, just getting down to even the basic element of what money is. How much have we spent? How much have we wasted? How much have we tried to invest into something that was just an illusion? Now, what if we could take and make a major difference, a real change in our life? What would that be worth to you? To not have to lie to someone when they ask, "How are you doing? Dan, how are you doing? WK, how are you doing?" What if you could say, "Great," and you meant it, every bit of it. We've met these people in our lives before. Every time you talk to them, every time you see them, they walk around, they're almost, you can see the music in their head. They're kind of dancing in their head. They're whistling a tune. They found it. How did they do that? How can we do that? What would we have to be able to be truly happy, and so that every time someone asks us, "How are you doing?" "I'm doing great."
And, you know, and sometimes a lot of those people don't have a lot of money.
No.
They don't have a lot of anything. I found many people like that in my life over the course of my 56 years, that I found people that have really very little monetarily. And they're just as happy as they can be. And fulfilled in life and satisfied with their life. They love their family. The family loves them. But they don't have any money to speak of. They defy the common logic of society that says you got to have it all to be happy. But you don't have to have a lot. Confucius said that if there's righteousness in the heart, there'll be beauty in the character. If there'll be beauty in character, there'll be harmony in the home. If there'll be harmony in the home, there'll be order in the nation. If there'll be order in the nation, there'll be peace in the world. So it goes back to me. It begins with what's inside of us. Okay?
I can hear you out there saying, you know, that sounds great, but that's not my life. That sounds good in a utopia or this great idea, but that's not where I'm living. I'm living in the grind. My spouse is nagging at me. My kids are nagging at me. The bills are piling up. What you're saying, that's great. That's a nice thing to dream about, but that's not real life. Or is it? Can it be?
Dare I dream that it can be.
We all heard the saying, doing the same thing over and over and over and expect the results to change. That's the definition of insanity. To continually repeat and do the same thing over and over and over and expect our lives to change. If we're going to change course, if we're going to change direction, if we're going to change anything in our lives, it has to start with who we are. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. We have to be accountable for ourselves. And we have to be willing to actually make a call, to make a difference, to make a change. You know, we have people that have called the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. One wife was $100,000 in credit card debt that her husband knew nothing about. But she had the courage to call 882-6767, to call and make a change. And the hardest part about it isn't telling her husband the $100,000. It was coming to the realization, I need to make a change. And to call and get the help to make the change. And she did. Now we're looking at our marriages and we're looking at our lives and we look at our job and you look at all these different aspects and we all want them to be better. We had this dream of, oh, this would be a great job. Oh, this is this person I married. This is it. Walk down the aisle, whoosh, get down there as quick as I can, say I do. 3-5 years later going, what have I done? So the truth is, we ourselves can make a difference. And if we don't know how, there are people that know how to do, that know how to make a difference, that know how to help you make a difference. They just provide a little guidance, a little training, a little knowledge that we don't necessarily have. Why? Because our family lives were totally messed up. That doesn't mean we have to repeat it. We've all seen things that our parents have done and go, I'm not doing that. But we have to choose to make a difference. This choice has to be on us. And the resources are out there. I came across a lady the other day, introduced myself, told her who I was, told her I was with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And she looked at me and goes, where were you a year and a half ago when I needed you? Okay, that went straight to my heart and pierced my heart. Because she'd been in a situation where life and divorce and all these things had come crashing down. And she would have given anything to not have to go through that, to have the help to be able to get through that. There's help here. And that's what we're here for. I don't want to ever hear those words again. Where were you? We're right here. We're talking on the radio. We're talking with people. We talk with people every day about making a difference in their life, making a difference in the world. As we continue on after the break, give us a call. If you have a question, if you have sons, daughters, your spouse, your life, give us a call, 862-9977, 862-9977. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ken Boyce with Murney Associates Realtors. It's no secret the market conditions are changing, but there's still no better time to buy or sell. Property and homes are still selling. However, there are more sellers than buyers, and buyers have the advantage. That's why it's more important than ever to use a trained professional realtor to list your home. Staging, curb appeal, and price are critically important to get right. Call Ken Boyce at 882-6222. 882-6222 to list your home properly in this competitive market. TOMA. T-O-M-A. Did you know you have one? This is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director for the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's test it. Don't worry, here are the answers. Bill Gates, Coca-Cola, and the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Test? Who's the world's richest man? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, even lift depression? Congratulations, you remembered. That's TOMA, Top of Mind Awareness.
You're listening to It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
We've been talking about value and finding real value in our life and finding happiness in our life. And we were talking during the break about happiness and how so many people are unhappy, but more importantly, how so many people are lonely. And when we ask people, how are you doing? And they say, I'm fine or I'm great. Well, many times those are very lonely people. And they don't know who to tell or who to trust to tell what's really going on in their life. You can be married and still be lonely. You can be in a big family and still be lonely. Especially if the family is very disengaged from each other and you all are leading very separate lives and you're not really involved in one of those lives. You're living out the slogan, we're all in this together alone. Who do you trust? Who do you tell that I'm really lonely? I really need to find out how I can change my life. I really need to find out how I can find that value. I came across a statement the other day about value and about value, the just inherent worth. That's what I'm trying to say, just inherent worth. No matter what it looks like, does it change its value?
A well-known speaker started off a seminar by holding up a $20 bill. In a room of a couple hundred, he asked, who would like this $20? Hands started going up. I'm going to give this $20 bill to one of you, but first let me do this. And he proceeded to crumple up the $20 bill, just crumple up. Then asked, who still wants it? Still hands went in the air. All right, what if I do this? He dropped it on the ground and just crushed it in with his foot, got dirt all over. Now who still wants it? Hands still went in the air. My friends, we've all learned a valuable lesson. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It's still worth $20. Many times in our lives, we're dropped, crumpled, ground into the dirt by the decisions we make or the circumstances that come our way. Sometimes we might feel we're worthless. But no matter what happened or what will happen, we never lose our value. Dirty, clean, crumpled, finely creased, we're still priceless to those that love us. The worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we know, but who we are.
The value of a human being. You know, this great country we live in, the United States of America, is founded upon the principles that we have inherent worth. That means that my worth and your worth wasn't given to us by one another, but from God himself. We have inherent value as a human being. Now, you notice I said a human being, not a human doing, but a human being, that we have inherent value because we are a creation of God. We declare that all men are created equal. Declaration of Independence. Your value is there. The value of you as a person, the value of your marriage, the value of your family is inherent, but you have to realize it. We throw our marriage away or we throw our family away because we don't realize the value. We have to realize value. We have to realize what's inherently worthwhile before we really hold on to it and really strive to enjoy it the way we are created to enjoy it.
Another thing that's found in our founding documents is the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That right to pursue it, to go after it, to be happy. We have that right to search it out. We have the right to make a difference. We have the right to make a change in our lives that's going to better us, to be happy. We have the ability to ask people for help. We're not in this alone. There is help out there. We formed the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute to help people, to be there as a resource, to be there for you, to be there with you, to be there through things that life is better. But we can't do it by ourselves at the Institute. You have to do one thing, and that is to make the decision to get up and meet us halfway, meet us to help. Call 882-6767. We talked last week on the air, and a gentleman goes, you know, you just described my daughter to a T. Her marriage is in the tank. She's running up debt. He didn't call the radio station. He called the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute going, can she come in? She has to make the choice. We gave them the information to be able to give to her.
And we see people not only from Springfield and the surrounding communities around here. At Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we see people 2 or 3 hours away who will come in, drive in, and who want to receive the help that we are a resource for them. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile. You find value for what you invest in the work that you do with us. You find value because you find real help that's solid. Last week I said, you know, that all families have problems. We don't come from perfect families. None of us live in perfect families. None of us are perfect individuals. We have to fight. We have to, whatever we value, we have to fight for it. We have to strive to improve. We have to be there for it and to keep committed to it, because that shows we truly value it. There's a poem that says, the tree that never had to fight for sun and sky and air and light, but stood out in the open plain and always got its share of rain, never became a forest king, but lived and died a scrubby thing. The man who never had to toil to gain and farm his patch of soil, who never had to win his share of sun and sky and light and air, never became a manly man, but lived and died as he began. Good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger wind, the stronger trees. The further sky, the greater length. The more the storm, the more the strength. By sun and cold, by rain and snow, in trees and men, good timbers grow. Where thickest lies the forest growth, we find the patriarchs of both. And they hold counsel with the stars, whose broken branches show the scars of many winds and much of strife. This is the common law of life. Good timber, good timber. We withstand the battles. We withstand the struggles. We find the resources needed to change and to grow and to remain committed to our spouse, to remain committed to our marriage, to remain committed to our children. We withstand the struggles. We go through them together, and it makes us stronger. A woman told me this morning that her husband finally agreed to come for marriage counseling, and she was ecstatic. What was that telling her? He's willing to fight for the marriage. He's willing to come. He's willing to change so that they can have the value, experience the value that their marriage truly has. And so fight for your marriage. Fight for your family. Instead of fighting against one another, fight for each other. Have the passion to rise up and fight for what you truly value.
When you walked down the aisle, what were the words that you said? When the preacher asked, take her, take him, was it I do, or was it maybe? Was it I do, or, well, until I'm tired with them? Was it I do, or was it, I guess? It has value. This is something that we do, that we've taken, that we wanted to be forever. This is something, as we wake up in the morning, depression hits us. This is not someplace we want to be. We don't want to be depressed. This weight that bears down on you, that crushes. Wake up in the morning, and the debts are piling up, and there's no way to get around it, no way to see over it. And we take out more debt to pay off the other debt. Or we continue to finally get to a point where it's about to break. All of us have either been there or know someone who's in this situation. Parenting isn't going well. The relationship with parent and child. What's normal? What's not?
Mm-hmm.
There's some normal arguments between parents and children. That's part of the children growing up. We as parents work ourselves out of a job if we do it right. We're raising the children to be on our own. There are certain things that are healthy and natural, certain things that need attention. Our spouses. There are certain days we can't stand to be in the same town. But we look at the couples that have been together 50, 60, 75 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they weathered the storms. So it can be done, and it's worth every bit when you see them. Because that's what we wanted out of life. We want that for ourselves. How do we get that? We take the action. We seek help. One of the things we've talked about in here is this paradigm shift. Or how many times have you thought, oh, someone's seeing a counselor, or what if I go and see a counselor? What's someone else going to think? And so fear stops us. And we think, oh, people might think I'm crazy if I'm going to counseling. Well, if your life is in that and you're wanting help, you're crazy not to seek counsel. You're crazy if you sit there doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting the results to change. We've talked about that being the definition of insanity. To seek help, to seek... Next time someone goes in and says, you know, my spouse and I are having some difficulty, we're going to see a counselor. You applaud them. You pat them on the back and say, great. And I'll be sitting there thinking about you. I'll be sitting there praying for you. I'll be sitting there cheering you on. When someone makes up their mind to make a difference in their life, applaud them. Every time. And you know, it doesn't take much time and money. When we talk about counseling and going to see someone, how many times have we spent hundreds and thousands of dollars on shopping for cars, boats, shoes, clothes, dresses? How many times do we spend $5,000, $10,000 in divorce? We spent $20,000 or $30,000 getting married. But we didn't get married to get divorced. We got married to spend the rest of our lives with this person. And generally, we find out that people aren't that far apart. We had one lady come in. Her friend said, look, go and see him. Promise me you'll go see him 5 times. That's it. 5 times to make a difference. So she called 882-6767. And it has made the biggest difference in her. It's made the biggest difference in her family. And she tells everyone today. That's incredible. And it didn't take much time. It didn't take much money. And the reward of that investment has just been astounding.
You know, the common perception is that change takes a long time. If you'll commit to 5 sessions in counseling, fight for your marriage, fight for your kids, fight for your family.
Fight for you.
Fight for yourself. Commit to 5 sessions and see the change that does occur. Call us at 882-6767 at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute.
If you want to check us out at springfieldmfi.com. That's springfieldmfi.com. Check us out. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.
Make it a great one.